from stpetecatalyst.com.
Hey, I'm Joe Hamilton, and you're watching My Mayor exclusively on St. Pete Catalyst. With our new series, My Mayor, we're spending some quality time one-on-one with each of the candidates to get to know the person behind the policy. We'll record every other Wednesday and then release it the next day on Thursday. Our format will be to spend a few minutes catching up with the candidate on how the campaign's going, and then ask the same one question to each candidate with giving them ample time to answer in depth. Our goal is, as you spend the coming weeks getting to know these candidates through these deeper answers, that you'll be able to make the right decision for you as to who should be our next leader. We'll invite you to continue the conversation on the Cloud Catalyst platform through the comments, with a reminder that we actually moderate our comments so that you can share your perspectives and your insight without fear of it being hijacked by trolls or negativity. Now enjoy this first episode. Hi, I'm Joe Hamilton, and this is My Mayor on St. Pete Catalyst, and I am with candidate Ken Welch, former commissioner. Hi, Ken, how are you?
Doing well, Joe. Great to be with you. Thank you all for doing this.
So, how's life on the campaign trail?
Life is great. I mean, life for the last year has been crazy for all of us, and hopefully we're seeing some light at the end of the tunnel now with the vaccine rollout and trying to get back to some sense of normalcy. So, that's been a part of our lives for more than a year now. The campaign is going great. We've got more than 40 endorsements that we've rolled out, including five current county commissioners, Commissioner Long, Commissioner Justice, Commissioner Gerard, Renee Flowers, Commissioner Seal, two sitting council members, Deborah Fix-Sanders and Lisa Willard-Bowman, and several of our county and regional partners who I've worked with over the years, Mayor Frank Hibbert from Clearwater, Mayor Bob Buckhorn from Tampa, Mayor Julie Boljowski from Dunedin, Sam Henderson, Gulfport, Sandra Bradbury from Pinellas Park, and former chair of the Hillsborough Commission, Les Miller, along with Charlie Crist. And the list goes on and on with folks in St. Pete and from the county who believe in a partnership for progress as the way that we need to go in St. Pete. So it's been an exciting start. We're looking forward to getting out there and hopefully getting being able to talk to folks face-to-face with safe social distancing in the future. But we're excited.
And what's your day-to-day look like? What are you spending your days doing mostly?
On Zoom, or now you got me on vMix, so I'm learning new platforms. But, as we see us getting where more and more folks are vaccinated and we feel safer, I'm looking forward to getting back out in the community. But right now, it's mostly Zoom meetings, virtual meetings. We're doing some person-to-person in places where we can spread out and be socially distanced. But, it's very busy. A lot of issues out there. A lot of issues to stay on top of, like Tropicana Field, the CBA, and other issues that we have to deal with, pandemic or no. So it's a full day, and I'm excited about it.
And our goal with My Mayor is to get to know the candidates, beyond the talking points. And so with that, our question for today is, what are the three personality traits that you have that will most guide you as mayor?
Well, we're going to roll out, and I know you've got my website up, but we're rolling out an update to the website in a few days. And on that, we're going to have our guiding principles, and we call them the six I's. We believe that leadership should be in touch, inclusive, informed in terms of decision making, that we should be innovative in terms of the solution sets that we bring. Equity ought to be intentional, not just a byproduct, and that all of our work should be aimed at community impact. And so out of those six, I'm going to squeeze down the three traits that I'll bring to office that I think are most impactful. The first is unifying leadership, the ability to bring folks together, unified in purpose towards our common goals. I have honed that skill over five terms as a county commissioner and 3.5 terms as chair of the commission. And just in those years when I was able to chair the commission, we did things like created the first housing trust fund in the county that's we funded with more than $100 million in both general fund and penny for Pinellas. And that's producing affordable housing for folks that make around $49,000 and less. And those who make a little bit more, the teachers, the folks who keep our cities and counties running, our healthcare workers, our essential workers, put more than 4,000 units of that housing on the ground from that housing trust fund. I also was the first chair of a homeless leadership network back down in 2006 that created the the neighborhood teams that paired a social worker and a law enforcement officer more than a decade ago to deal with homeless issues and to stop criminalizing homelessness and help support projects like Pinellas Hope and Safe Harbor throughout the years and to this day. In 2013, as chair of the commission, I led the effort to create the South St. Petersburg CRA for the first time in our history, creating a CRA that truly focused on poverty reduction. And that was another example of unifying leadership. It was working with Carl Nurse on the city council, Gypsy Gallardo, leaders from across the county who wanted to change our paradigm in the way that we approached poverty. Unifying leadership helped get us to that point, not only with the South St. Pete CRA, but now the Lelman CRA. Clearwater has just approved a CRA for the Greenwood area. And then we've got two other areas that we identified as areas where poverty was growing in our county that we need to address, Tarpon Springs and High Point. And then in 2018, my final year as chair, Joe, I was able to lead our commission to expand our small business enterprise program. And again, working in partnership with folks across the county, Lisa Willard Bowman at the city, then school board member Renee Flowers as a school board member, we're able to bring folks together, find ways that we can make access to the $400 million in county contracting that was available, make that available to small businesses. And we were able to expand that with the full support of the county commission and the leadership of Dr. Cynthia Johnson. To expand that from $100,000 worth of business going to these small businesses to $20 million of businesses going to those small businesses in just 2 years. And that's without a disparity study. Also in 2018, my final year, I chaired the complete count committee for the census, not only the first digital census, but a census in the middle of a pandemic. And again, with leaders from all across this county who brought their skills to the table, we were able not only to better our response rate from the 2010 census, but we had the second best response rate of any large county, just a tad behind Duval County in 2018. And so unifying leadership is a trait that I'll bring to the mayor's office. The second is informed decision-making. My background is in accounting and technology. I'm a proud geek. We rule the world. But I believe that we have to make decisions based on facts and science, but also based on history. And I think Tropicana Field is a great example of that. It's not just a blank slate. It's not just a great generational opportunity, which it is. But we have to understand the history of Tropicana Field. And as a St. Pete native who grew up, you know, worked at gas plant at my granddad's wood yard at Prayer Tower, which is at 14th Street and 4th Avenue. That was the neighborhood I grew up in. And so that perspective brings and I think informs our process of how we move forward, not only with developing Tropicana Field and making sure that the promises that were made to the gas plant community are fulfilled, but also that the history, as we talk about things like the CBA and why that makes sense, the community benefits agreement, that's incorporated into our discussion and our analysis. Also, though, just having the facts and the science also requires that you're willing to act on it. And last year during the pandemic, my last year as a county commissioner, it was nothing like the last year I thought it would be. But we had to deal with, on a weekly basis, whether we would listen to the science, the healthcare professionals who were saying, yeah, you need to do things like sheltering in place. At a certain point, about this time last year, we were looking at a safer at home order, looking at closing the beaches in the middle of spring break. But the science and the facts said we needed to do that. And it also said we needed to embrace masks at a certain point. And so having those facts, but also being willing to act on it is a trait that I'll bring to the mayor's office. And finally, I'll be an in-touch mayor. I believe that we need to be inclusive and in touch, meet people where they are. And as a county commissioner, I've always tried to do that. I had community office hours so that folks didn't have to drive to Clearwater or drive downtown to meet with their county commissioner. I had it in libraries, in fire stations, even in community spaces where folks could come and feel comfortable. I try to be active on social media as well so that folks could interact. I have Ken Welch on Twitter, which means I was an early adopter. Still trying to get that blue check, though. They paused that for a minute. And as you well know, I drove Uber and Lyft for 1,000 rides in 2018 to 2019 to get unfiltered feedback from folks. And boy, did I. And that's the kind of in-touch mayor that I'll be. So those are the three traits that I plan to bring to the office, Joe.
Great. Thank you. When you talk about unification, being a unifier as one of your personality traits, and you also mentioned a long history on social media, and so you've seen the worst of the divisiveness on social. It makes sense that at the professional level, unification, when it comes to working with other leaders, even if they're on the other side of the aisle per se, a little bit easier sledding than unifying the constituency. So when we look at the constituency, who often use just topics as proxies for deeper issues or deeper belief systems that they have. What are some of the strategies you use to unify, the people at a grassroots level?
It's really interesting, Joe. It sounds simple, but it's just the golden rule. You just treat people as you would like to be treated. As a county commissioner, one part of my district, which was District 7, which includes most of St. Pete except for the far northeast section, but it also includes Littleman, which is just north of St. Pete. That was a part of my district. And I remember walking into the first meeting as a county commissioner for Littleman at the VFW just past 38th. It was an interesting first meeting. But you know what? You sit down with folks, you ask, what are your priorities? What are your needs in the community? They had needs like needing fire hydrants, needing organized garbage collection. I mean, pretty basic stuff that you think we have in a modern urban environment. And so you meet people where they are. I also ride a Harley, as you probably know. Some folks have a certain stereotype of Harley riders, but if you go and just sit down and talk to folks, I've never had a bad experience there. So I don't think the worst of folks, and again, even if you're in a different political party, even if you voted for a different president, and I'm sure there are folks who are on my endorsement list, I'm pretty sure, who voted for a different presidential candidate than I did. But you know what? On the ground here, we're dealing with potholes, we're dealing with public safety, we're dealing with emergency management, hurricanes, or the pandemic. We need to come together, and we have come together, and I will continue to have that kind of focus on how do we move forward, how do we build progress for our community, and not focus on partisanship. Allow folks to tell you where they're coming from, tell you what their hopes, what their dreams, what their fears are. Meet them where they are. And my experience is that cuts out so much of the political rhetoric that we see these days. And I'm hopeful that's going to be successful.
And we look at your three personality traits, unifying, good judgment, and being connected to the people. Those are skills that would translate to a lot of other executive endeavors that may pay a lot more money or have a lot more amenities attached to them. Why have you chosen public service?
You know what? I think it's in our DNA because folks will ask you, are you nuts? I kind of get that on the Harley as well, but we're all built for a purpose, Joe, and I'm a third generation St. Pete resident. I love this city. I always knew this would be my home. I attended Florida A&M University for grad school after finishing USF St. Pete, and their School of Business and Industry is world known. Fortune 500 companies come there and recruit, and I had my choice of where to go, but I always knew it would be home. I didn't even interview with companies that were in LA or New York. And folks would ask me, why are you only looking at Tampa Bay to come, to interview? And I said, because I'm going back to St. Pete. That's my home. I love St. Pete. And being able to serve as an elected official is a blessing. My father was the second African-American elected to the St. Pete City Council in 1981 when I was a senior at the mighty Lakewood High School. And, I watched him serve. I always thought, as a teenager, like most teenagers, I'll never do what Dad does. But, later on, I saw how effective you could be as a committed public servant. And, the next 4 years, I'm being optimistic, saying 8 years, as mayor, my only goal is to make an impact. my only goal is to make this a city that is inclusive in its progress, that we are authentic to what made St. Pete a wonderful town to grow up in and to live, retire in, and to build a foundation so that 30, 40, 50 years from now, folks look back and say, you know what, they made some great decisions in terms of the environment, in terms of sustainability, in terms of housing and transportation, public safety, addressing poverty. That's the kind of impact that I want to leave, and that's my focus, will be my focus as mayor.
Wonderful. Candidate Ken Welch, thanks for joining us on My Mayor.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it.
From stpcatalyst.com.